We rush to them to ask for what they are asking for. And immediately somebody is given a position in government, he will try all his best to please the leader, no matter how wrong the leader is going. Here, you see the punishment that has followed. Things became costly. Education became costly. Our own children turned around and they were killing us. They were kidnapping their parents. All these are small punishments. If we don't leave, the ultimate punishment is not something that anybody can face. That's why Allah is wanting here. Inna kashfa Allah qalilan, inna mu'ahidin. He said that last week, the Quran was cited over a million times to beg Allah that this punishment that we are having in Nigeria is much. Not only in Nigeria, it's the whole world. Look at the killing in Palestine. Look at the killing in Ukraine. There are people who want the war to continue because to them they are making money from it. There are people in this country who want corruption to continue because they make money from it. There are people who want to see Muslims fighting because that's how they benefit. That's how they get their benefit. And we have said this is the only book that is authentic book in the whole creation. There is no other book. No other book is authentic today apart from the Quran. Whether you could say the book of Hadith that comes near, they are not on any level compared to. These ones are historical documents put together to assist you. It's not the Quran. How can you take something from such a book and use it to condemn people, to create problems, and say you are following Allah? No. The Sunnah of Allah, which is his culture, is found in the Quran. The Sunnah of the Prophet, which is his culture, is found in the Quran. You can see how Allah said it. So he has come now after warning, after giving punishment. People have begged, he has rebuked it. Then Allah is warning. There is a day that is going to come. When Allah sees this, when he says, Batasha, Inna Batasha Rabbika, Lashatu. Inna huwa yudu, huwa al-kaburu, al-kaburu. Allah striking is not comparable to any other person striking. Look at when Allah is giving us rain, it comes everywhere. Look at you, you are very hot, you enter a room, you want to make it to be cold, you want AC in that small area, look at how much energy you have using. But when Allah wants a place to be cold, come out in the morning and you see the whole environment is cold. That's how Allah's punishment can come, it covers everybody. And Allah is always telling us what to do better. La to see even the measure of the Prophet. Khasa. Fear a fitna, a tribulation, a test that will bring punishment. That not only those that incur the evil deed to touch everybody. And the Prophet of Allah has told us the medicine for all these things. And Allah has told us whatever you hear that the Prophet say is from the Quran, he takes it as an explanation. For you, O Prophet, to explain to them. The Prophet said, Ma ra'amikum munkaran, whoever sees something that is not good going on, you shouldn't keep quiet. No, it's not my own. If you see a child is behaving outside here, it affects the whole world, not only him. How do you change things when you see it going wrong? If it's under your purview and you have the authority, change it by force. If you don't have the authority, say it out so that people can hear what is going on. It's not good. If not, then it can be him. Go back, sit down in your mind, pray to Allah. Allah, change this. Not that you just sit down and say, no, you use your mind to change it. Because when you pray in your mind, it's very strong. That's where, after all, sincerity starts from. So it's very important for us that whatever punishment we are seeing now, it is nothing. It's just an upshotting me around. It's just like a blow of the wind of punishment passing. When the real punishment comes, nobody can stand it. All of us, let's go back to our Quran. Let's know that we have one God. This Quran, let's go back and understand it. Let's read it. Let's get close to Allah.
ولقد فتنا قبلهم قوم فرعون وجاءهم رسول كريم
ولقد فتنا قبلهم قوم فرعون وجاءهم رسول كريم ولقد Allah said, indeed, we have, but Allah, that we have been tested. Before them, we have tested the people of Fir'aun. And Fatanna tested that is a test that can, like a tribulation. How did we do when we are testing them? We sent a prophet that is noble, honorable, and generous to come to them. Kareem takes the meaning of honor, something honorable, something noble, and something generous. Here, the Sunnah of Allah is this. He will first of all give you the message. Hear me, one kitab will be. Inna hazanna fi dhaq mubarakat inna kunna muzirin Iyya wa yutakul amri hakeem Amra min indina inna kunna muzirin Rahmatan ya Rabbi inna huwa la yuzur rahim Inna huwa la yuzur rahim Here Allah started by telling us the Quran, what it is, why we should believe in it. Every affair has been separated there, distinguished and explained. Then he came to tell us how the people take this message. But we'll be shaking our head. You better swim in the line of the action as hard as I love it. But when I should another in our movie, I'm not going to go to the house. But all I'm from another movie. How do people take the truth? They do not take it kindly. They take it that you come to disturb them. But Allah now sends the punishment as deterrent. The Quran in Allah is a deterrent. As a deterrent. If after that, Allah will now tell you, immediately he gives the punishment, you will be careful. What I'm warning you of, you are not the first to have it. He will now give you an example of what has happened in the past. This is not Allah. First of all, he will educate you, that you teach children in the class. Then you are not paying attention. He will tell you that you are not paying attention. You are playing. This is the consequences. You still continue, he will give you a small punishment. Then he will give you an example. Allah says, I'm going to give you an example of people that are before you, people, these people. Who are they? The people of Fir'aun. And I sent to him, to them, a messenger that is of honor, of generosity, and from a noble place. How did you take it?
أَلَسْتُ إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ
أَلَسْتُ إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ When Fir'aun took it upon himself to be punishing the people of Bani Israel, he said, "Behold, now we are starting this. They slaughter the men, and they allow the men to live. And use them as servants, as slaves. If you imagine now that you came to meet that your mother is has been enslaved by people that have authority on the land, we are not in that place yet. For you to meet that your mother is enslaved." But who is in authority? And somebody, the best people that are in authority, their children can just come and beat you and slap you and nothing will happen. Whether we are in that place in this country yet. Allah is warning all of us that it has happened like that. And when he decided to tell those people that enough is enough, he sent a prophet. And when the prophet came, the prophet is a noble prophet, a generous prophet, a patient prophet. The prophet came to them, and adu ilaya ibadallah. That release these servants of Allah to me. Inni Rasul, Ameen. I am a messenger that is trustworthy. That whatever you hear me say, I'm saying out of trust. I'm not telling any lies.
وَأَلَّا تَعْدُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي آتِيكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُّبِينٍ
وَأَلَّا تَعْدُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنِّي آتِيكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُّبِينٍ. And his message continued to Fir'aun, وَأَلَّا تَعْدُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ, that you should not rise yourself above Allah. In the article, the Sultan will be, I will give you a proof that is very clear that my message is from Allah. But I want you to look at this message here. Here, Sharia and Hakika has combined here. The one that I don't know. It's Anabi Musa that is talking to Fir'aun. But he said, don't rise yourself above Allah. Which means, if you take Adam Musa's message, Prophet Moses' message, as just a message, and you think you are above him, you are right above Allah, even though Moses is the one in front of you, it's Allah that is talking. The message is from Allah. He didn't say, wa Allah ta'alu alayhi, no, wa Allah ta'alu alayhi, in your article, the Sultan of the, and I have come to you with a proof that is very clear. In another chapter, the Rama said, Fatibai Chamina saw the king. He said, you have a proof. Bring it, let us see if you are telling the truth. Then the staff he was holding, he just put it down. There and then, it became a big snake. Not a snake that is of normal size. A snake that is so big that was swallowing even chairs, everything that he sees. Pharaoh ran, was beginning on himself. This was enough. And when he raised his hand, the hand was bright light, light of intensity that nobody has seen. That's why I said, in the heart, it is so turning. And he continued his message, as I have come to you and I have brought you clear proof, but in the host of Rabbi, it is with my Lord that I came, that I seek refuge. He didn't say where he is to the light of the Rabbi. For he himself, prophet, no matter his position, he is still under the training of Allah. And this Allah that is training me, is educating me, is nurturing me, is sustaining me, is also the one doing the same to you. Even this presence of us now is Allah that is educating you. It is Him, in the host of your be, that I seek refuge from. And you also, your Lord, enter Jumuni, that you go and start studying me. Because whenever messages come, you are trying to correct people in the authority, the first thing they think of is to catch you. Like today, EFCC is sent after you, or SS is sent after you. Why are you correcting? You have not said you are doing anything. You don't even display any power, you are only correcting. Whenever you see in a community, children are begging, you don't say, why are they begging? Stop them. No, they are telling you there is a problem. Why don't you go and find out what is the root cause of this problem? How can we solve it? Is it a problem I can solve alone? Is it a communal problem that we can solve? Whenever suddenly you see there is a kidnapping for the first time, he's telling you there is a problem. How can we solve the problem? This is how these things are. But if the people in government, the authority does not see it, and those who are seeing it decide to write, to criticize that something like this, the first thing those authorities do is to say, catch him. They are against me. They are criticizing me. No. That's why I didn't decide to stay here. We're in the host to be robbed. I seek refuge with my Lord, Rabbukumu, and also so your Lord, Antar Jibuni, that you should now stone me, or arrest me, or throw at me what will destroy me.
وَإِلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا
وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِيَ فَاعْتَزِلُونِ. You have another option. وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِيَ فَاعْتَزِلُونِ. If what I, the message I come with, you don't believe in it, وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِيَ, you don't believe in the message I come with, فَاعْتَزِلُونِ, then eat that, then give way, leave me alone. Leave me alone. But always, people that have authority, they believe that there is no authority above them. That's why he said, "One lata alu ala nahi, lata fadhu bina nahi wa rasuli wa takunna." Don't ever go in front of Allah and God's Rasul. Everybody knows Sayyidina Umar. How strong Sayyidina Umar is, how assertive he is as an authority. The companions, they said, if Sayyidina Umar is going to do something and you quote a verse of the Quran that is contrary to what he wants to do, immediately he stops. Anytime you see anybody criticizing you, don't quickly get annoyed. Thank Allah that Allah has sent somebody to come and tell you something you don't know. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, whenever you are criticized, he said, when he is criticized, he said, he takes Allah to see his critics. He takes it seriously. He takes it seriously and he will study it. What this person is saying, is it true? So if it is true, then I ask myself, what was I was doing? Was it correct? If it's correct, I'll give you patience and continue my what I'm doing correctly. Because you blame me for praising the Prophet. Allah is the one that named him Muhammad. You say it's God, what do I do? That's his name. He just like said, this is food. He said, you are not eating it. Then you don't believe it's food. If you believe the Prophet of Allah, his name is Muhammad, and you don't praise him, then you have not told Allah the truth. So, but he said, if what I'm criticized for, I look at it, I say that it is wrong, he said, I thank Allah that somebody has been sent to come and remind me. But if I said, saw that person was telling lies just to annoy me, say, I also sit down and thank Allah. If you are not the one that has given me character, what this person is saying is my character will not be my character. This is what people in authority are supposed to do. Whenever you see criticism against me, stand up, investigate it. Is it true that I'm doing this? If I'm not doing it, then educate people that you're not doing it. If what you are doing is correct, educate people what you are doing, why is it correct? If what you are doing is wrong, then thank Allah for showing you and go up. You are there today. Whether you like it or not, you will leave this world and the punishment of Allah. So if you are criticized by any person, by an ulama, you don't like what he's saying, and you know he's telling the truth, then leave him alone to go. When he has seen the message on this wall that Pharaoh was still continuing to do what he was doing, then Adam must have turned back to God. Then he called unto Adam, his Lord. These people indeed common are a people that are criminals doing committing evil. How do you just, a lady just give birth to a child? In those days, there's no scanning to know whether it's going to be a male or female. It's a male. He's happy that she's just gotten a male. Suddenly, people have entered. They are the security of the Pharaoh. They have heard that you have been pregnant for some time. They have punished you. You just take your child and slaughter him in your presence. And you say that you are trying to correct things. Like, look at what's happening in Palestine. You just go and bring down the house of a person. Everybody inside dies. The children die. And everybody in the world is listening. As if nothing is happening. But now the whole world will pay for it. The whole world. Because this is a world, this is a universal criminality. Anywhere people have been killed, we should not support it. Then what should be our own reaction? Some people used to say, like the issue of Palestine. Go to Palestine, go and assist them. No, that is not. You can assist them. Because here, what did Moses do? Did he stand up that he's going to fight Pharaoh straight away? No, but Aharon. He called unto Aharon. And Aharon, these people, come on, they are evil. Which evil? They are indeed criminals committing crimes. So he's asking Allah for assistance now. And Allah will answer him. I urge all of you to take the prayer of Sheikh Ibrahim Diaz called Miftah al-Nasr. He wrote this at about 1929. When the colonialists pervaded the whole of Africa, punishing people. You can't travel in your own land except with permission of a foreigner. People were being taken as slaves. There, Sheikh faced Allah and was praying to Allah. Ask Allah, destroy these enemies. Allah, assist all your community. Don't allow these their guns, these their metal to harm us. This is what we should do. We shouldn't just stay idle. Moses did not stay idle. We should sit down and pray that Allah should correct us. Fasri bi ibadi laylan innakum muttaba'un. Fasri, take the ibadi, take my slaves, my servants, who Allah is saying, oh Moses, go on a night journey with them by the night, laylan innakum muttaba'un. You will find out that you are being followed. When Allah wants to destroy anything for you, you will still follow the normal route that you have set down. So he has asked Moses now, take my servants, go out in the night, because see, which means he should learn to hide. He shouldn't go in the open, everybody is sleeping. I want you to understand. This Quran was sent the Prophet to come and teach us something. The Prophet himself was sent with four main subject areas. Yatlu alayhi, ayatihi, wa yuzakkihim, wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal hikmata. To rehearse this blessed Quran to you so that you can get blessing. To purify you, to teach you the meaning of the book, and to teach you wisdom. The Prophet has never stayed without wisdom. Allah is telling you, and ask me by the layla. It's Allah that is telling the book. He didn't say, come out, just go. When he was sending him to Fir'aun, he said, is about Ilagrauna in our taking. Okulala, Kolan, Beyinan, the Allah is the Kara Oyachi. Go to Fir'aun. What he's doing is bad. He's committing crimes all over the world, all over the whole place. Go to him. When you go to him, talk to him gently. He's Allah. The Prophet Allah himself, he stood in Makkah for 13 years, bearing patience, 13 years. His people were being punished. Some were being injured. Some were being put in the sun. Some were being killed, like a man. All these people, the voice of Allah said, go to a land where you have peace. Alhamdulillah, Abdullah, you ask your child to hide you here. Is the land of Allah not fine enough for you to find a place of peace the way you go and worship Allah? The one the voice of Allah said, when Allah asked him to go, he left in the night. Hiding. He's the Prophet of Allah out of all the powers. He didn't say he will confront the enemy openly. Same thing, and then Musa here, he asked his people, they planned it to such a way that nobody will know. Because they are escaping in the night. They were lucky. Nobody is revealed their secrets. All the 12 tribes came out in the night with all their history. They left. Until in the morning, before the authorities knew that the community has left. And they had gone very far from there. Where were they going? To where Allah led them. As they were going in the morning, now Fir'aun led that Israel have gone. They have gone. Then who are our followers? Who will work on the farm? Who will serve us? Where are we going to have this? Where are we going to have that? What do we need to send? We follow them. Then Allah is now telling Moses, go in the night. He has left in the night. What will happen after that?
What will be the إنهم جند مغرقون.
واتركوا البحر رحوا إنهم جند مغرقون. الله يستلم فرعون يستلم عن موسى عليه السلام. That when you go, just follow. When they went, they came to the sea, they stood by the sea, and far away, try hearing the noise and the fact that Firauna is following them. What should they do? Allah commanded Moses to use his staff again to break the sea into two. See what we need to do. The path was there clear and they entered the cycle. As they were going, they had just finished entering the middle part. And Firauna and Sibul, with all his forces, came. He said, this is the part of the sea. Let's go, we can try to get inside the sea. They also did, went in. As Pharaoh and all his people has entered the sea completely, and Moses and all his people had just come out, Moses wanted to also use the stick now to beat the sea back, to close it. And I said, what trouble, Bahar Rahman? Don't, just leave it like this. They said they are Arabic, isn't it? They said they are Arabic, isn't it? Yes, they are Arabic. Mugrahun, when you all jump. So he left it like that. What you could bahar one, leave the sea as it is. Still, they are an army, Mugrahun, that all will be drunk and they are all drunk.
كم تركوا من جنات وعيون.
كم تركوا من جنات وعيون. Allah said, he came back, said, look, this is good. Allah bless them so much. كم تركوا, how much did they leave behind? من جنات, of gardens, flowering gardens, garden with fruits, fruiting gardens, وعيون, and spring with sweet water inside it. How many of such gardens will you leave behind? Because people always forget. Before you say you want to oppress somebody, you are already above him. There's something you are enjoying that is not enjoying, but you forget that Allah can take what you are enjoying now and give it back to him. This is what Allah is saying. Look at this just now. Kantaraku, how much did they leave behind? Means a large of gardens, fruiting gardens. What were you? Springs. With sweet water.
وَذُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ
وَذُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ. So also, how many crop land did they left with crop unharvested? ذُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ, and how many big, big positions were they occupying? Like today, this one is a director, this one is a DG, this one is a minister, this one is a commissioner, this one is a governor. Positive position they were occupying. And you are did not appreciate it. They are just telling you, sacrifice a little for the poor, you say no, you cannot sacrifice. When problem comes now, you leave all those things and go. What's the role in how many farmland with crops they leave behind? How many big positions? Kareem, that are of noble nature, they leave behind.
وَنَعْمَةٍ
كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ. And how many enjoyable places that enjoyment and amusement is in it for them that they have been having, that they left behind. All this, they never thought it as enough, they give it. So here, Allah is talking to us. This message was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is the example of Fir'auna that went, was obstinate, and was criminal, was you know, publishing crime all over the place. But look at it.
كذلك وأورثناها قومنا
آخرين. That's how it is to be. And I said, كذلك, that's how it is. You had something you did not value. وأورثناها, we now inherited, make it to be inherited, common by another nation, آخرين, they are another nation. All that you left behind, it has been inherited. It's for Allah, I know. Allah gave it to you, for you didn't have Allah. Anytime you wake up in the morning, you put water in your mouth, you drink it, it is sweet. Don't think that you are the one that is capable of making it sweet. Allah make you healthy for your tongue to feel sweetness, thank Allah for it. There are some people who do not have water, don't waste it. It's not for you, it's for Allah. Anything that you see on earth is not for you, it's for Allah. But Allah subjected them to you. Use them well. People that they drove off this land, Allah allowed some of them to come back. They took over this land free of charge. Allah said, and so what? That they were destroyed. From Abakat alayhi was Sama, the firmament did not weep that they had been destroyed. Well, Abdu, and the earth that they were on all this while, never wept that they had been destroyed. And they were not given a reprimand. Okay, we wait for you because they had been warned. By the time your messenger comes, you have already been warned. If you are in authority, you are a governor, you are a senator, you are a distinguished, whatever you are, you don't really see anybody beside you. You don't know where it is coming. In saying that, you thought you are so big that if you die, or if you go, the world will die. Nobody went. Here, the Prophet was about. He said, the moment every other person that is not a moment, the whole world, what is the matter is the moment, or not to have a your wealth and your sustenance is from the heaven, it comes down. So there are two doors in the firmament. One, your sustenance comes down continuously. Matthew, you are breathing continuously. And it's a sustenance, it's coming continuously. The other door is for your own work to go up also continuously. If you carry out work that's acceptable, accepted to Allah, Salah, fasting, zakah, zikr, Salat of the Prophet, Qira'at of Quran, all this, it will also be going to the other door, going back to Allah. The Prophet was about one day, they saw him fasting. We see he used to fast on Mondays, why? And on Thursdays, why? He said, on Monday, that's the day I was giving back to. I'm thanking Allah. On Thursday, that is the day the work of the week is lifted. I want my work to be lifted and I'm in a fasting mood. So the Prophet Muhammad said, these two doors, this one that is coming down, when it is finished, you don't have any risk again, it's closed. The one that is going up, if you are a mu'min, your work has been going on continuously. You are always doing zikr, you are always doing salat, you are always doing Quran, you are always a salat, you are always doing good, your looks are good. For any one year in a chick said, even your look should be looking for Allah, you should be looking the way for better. Anything you are looking, anything you are seeing, anything you are saying, your existence all is one. He said, all this good work is going on. Suddenly, they didn't see any work coming. He just said, what happened? The other door of this, it has been closed. Then that one will weep. This person needs to say good work through me all the time. I can see it. It will be. Also on art, we are still down here now. What are we doing? We are setting the Quran. We are remembering Allah and the Prophet. If you are doing good work like this, the earth is happy that you are sitting on it, you are doing good work. The day that they say you are no more there, the earth, all the places you used to sit and do good work, you also move. We finish this tafsir now. This year, if Allah gives us a long life to the end of Ramadan, Allah give us, we finish. This particular location will be awaiting your next coming. Because it knows now that you come every day. If you are praying 5 times in the prayer, anytime you go to the mosque, the place you used to pray, the mosque itself knows that you come to it every 5 times. It is waiting for you for the next time. A day comes, he doesn't see you. What happens? You find out you don't have any sustenance to come to you. You will wait for you. This is what the Quran is saying here. They were not given any respect. And the firmament did not weep about them, the earth did not weep about them. So there are people that when they die, the earth will weep about them, the firmament will weep about them. That's why it's so important, like most of us said, the arrow in life and the high, the arrow. Know Allah when you are in peace, and you know you when you are in difficulty. If you have relatives, always call them. If you have friends, always remember them. Call to them. You can visit them, you can assist them, assist them. When you are not alive, then they will remember you too. Minimum, they will pray for you. And they were not given to prevent all the spikes. When the time came, you are all destroyed.
ولقد نجينا بني إسرائيل من العذاب المهين.
ولقد نجينا بني إسرائيل من العذاب المهين. People of Israel, the Israelites, that the children of Adi Yaakov, they are the ones called Israelites. Allah said, ولقد نجينا بني إسرائيل. We indeed saved them. And gave them security from the punishment they were going to. What kind of punishment? Azab al-Muhim. Punishment of humiliation. Humiliating punishment. What is more humiliating for you to see your mother being subjected by a child in front of you? A child of 30 years, we call your mother of 50 years, in front of you to come and clean his toilet for him. He doesn't clean it well, he brings out whip and flog her in your presence. What is more humiliating than your mother is pregnant, she just gave birth to a child, and in your presence somebody comes and slaughters the child, and your mother is sitting. This was the humiliation they were going through. Unfortunately, the same Bani Israel today are the ones giving humiliating punishment to others. They forgot. And Allah will still come and visit them. It's very simple. But you Muslims, assist in all this. If you can assist with finance, assist with prayers. Wake up at night and pray. Allah bring punishment to these people that are punishing our brothers in Palestine. Don't just keep quiet. من فرعون إنه كان عاليا من المسرفين. Allah is saying, I saved them from this punishment, humiliating punishment, from who? From the hands of Fir'aun. Do you know who Fir'aun is? إِنَّهُ he indeed عَالِيًا. He was one that was high among those that are excessive in ancient days. Musrifin. Excesses. Allah does not like excesses. That's why our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is the best person. He's moderating everything. After that, he said, Ummat al-Wasata, itakunu shuhada al-Ummat. The community of the Prophet are a community that does this in moderate terms. Don't do this in excess. Sheikh Ibrahim said, said, pray, marry, eat, drink, and fast. Then you have completed the prophet's fasting. Don't say, no, I love Allah, I want to be a pious, I will not eat. No, eat. But don't do excess. Allah said, kulu, washrabu, that is eat, drink, but don't go into excess. Most of the problems of people start from excess. If you sit down, ask yourself, if you are thirsty, you want to drink water, how many minutes does it take you? If you bring you water that you like, at the temperature that you like, how many minutes will it take you to drink water? It will not be up to you to finish drinking. Is he enjoying it? Yes. If you are hungry and you like food, and they bring you the food that you like people like pounded yam with bushmeat maybe, or with chicken, they bring it and put it in front of you, and you will eat. How many minutes does it take you to finish it? Before you spend 5-10 minutes, you have finished eating. You have washed your hand. Did it take long? No. The same thing, if you have to go and meet you with your wife, how long does it take? Minutes. Same way Allah has asked, you are coming to pray. What's the last week? 6 minutes is enough for you to finish it. Maximum, if you combine it with your ambition and everything, 10 to 12 minutes in a finish. 12.5 by 5 in a day, 1 hour. Only 1 hour after 24 hours, he gave it as I said, you wash it compulsory. Because he wants things to be moderate. But people want excesses. They want to stay in the dining table and eat 1 hour. They say, bring it in 4 course meal. Bring appetite. Bring the soup. Bring the food. Then bring a sweet. Bring all this so that he can stay long. When it comes to water, people want to continue drinking. Then they go to alcohol. They go to juice. They are taking it so that they can, for the next 30 minutes, they are taking it. Drinking is not meant for more than 1 minute. Then, the same thing. They want to go to their wife. They take it. So that when they are with their wife, they can stay long. All these things are Islam. When you take the part of excesses, you get to a level when you become, when you start sinning, you don't know. And then you are behind your arm and disgrace. Inna kana aliyan minan nasiyyin. He is among the high people when it comes to excesses. Do you want to follow his path? So let us all then not follow the path of the Quran. Let's follow the path of the path of Islam. Let's be moderate. You have your food. Go thank your wife. Eat it. When you finish, stand up and go and face your work. You want to drink? Drink normal water. Don't insist you have to be drinking juice all the time. You want to go to your wife? Go discuss with her. Sit with her. Joke with her. But don't say you take medicine. So when you take medicine, you want to stay in all these 6 months.
ولقد اخترناهم على علم على العالمين
ولقد اخترناهم على علم على العالمين Allah said ولقد اخترناهم We have indeed chosen these people of Bani Israel على علم based on knowledge We chose them out of knowledge Among the whole of the world, we chose them as an example. We chose them as an example. And we raised them above the people of their time. But for all the time, there is no example we will see like the people of Bani Israel. They are children, grandchildren of prophets. They are people that have Allah's blessed with intelligence. But they are the ones fighting Allah. They are the ones. Who are always treacherous. They are the ones who don't respect Allah. They are the ones who try to assassinate and kill Prophet Isa. They are the ones who try to kill our own Prophet too. They go in a plan. People say all the time, oh, why these people? How come they are always having a plan against us? So we are not having their habit. How many Muslims ever sit down to plan for anybody? How many times do you go to the mosque to pray? Zuhur, after Zuhur, they say, please sit down. We have a, how we defeat them? They are always sitting down because they don't have any religion but to assist Satan. That's what Allah is telling us here. Study what happened to Bani Israel. Study how they suffer. Study how Allah has taken them. And study what they are still doing today. Don't be like them. وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ
وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا فِيهِ
وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ مَا فِيهِ بَلَاءٌ مُبِينٌ. And we gave them مِنَ الْآيَاتِ signs, miracles, مَا فِيهِ بَلَاءٌ مُبِينٌ. In each there were big tests that were tribulations for them and were tests that can make somebody to feel humble. Look at how they were meeting their own, how they were making of them, how he was destroying their enemy. Look at how he saved them, the miracle that happened. Look at also the miracle that happened after they had been saved from the hands and the claws of Pharaoh. The first thing they turned is to make a cow of an idol that they want to worship. That's the first thing they did. Just now, Allah saved them from Pharaoh. Just now, they passed through the sea. Just now, they just finished. And maybe Musa went to take a message from Allah, from Tur Sinai. He came back and made them worship the cow. Just now. What they were doing, that the prophet was sent, which if those things could assist them, why did not assist them in front of Pharaoh at that time? But the prophet that was asked to come to them was, what was he holding? He had 9 miracles, but the one that he was holding all the time was the staff and the hand. That whenever he raised his hand, he see the whole light is not lighting everywhere that is there. Our own prophet, he was sent with only 1 miracle. That's the Quran. That's why he hardly tried to perform miracles, except he is compelled by situation. The prophet is not the one who likes to perform miracles. Because the miracle that he was sent to, the ultimate miracle, is the Quran. Today is still the ultimate miracle. And the one that all Muslims should try to study, should try to memorize, should try to understand, should try to use. In each of these miracles, there is in it, but now there is a lot of tribulation. That is very clear. إن هؤلاء لا يقولون إن هي إلا موتتنا الأولى وما نحن منشرين. Oh Prophet, therefore, I have set the example for you. إن هؤلاء, indeed, these ones before you, look at them. لا يقولون, you hear them saying, in here, it is nothing إلا موتتنا الأولى except our first death, our first dying. وما نحن منشرين. We are not going to be resurrected again. Like I told you, Allah has spoken. Culture and has its own soon. He starts by declaring the truth for you. Take it. Most of the time, most people are in doubt when you tell them the truth, but we'll be shaking that up. Then, if you are in doubt and you don't disturb, you are left alone. Diagram 15, Kattabayan Arutu, Nal Kaini. Guidance and strain apart. Straying away from guidance is very clear. But if you decide to attack the one that is telling the truth, Allah will give you a deterrent punishment. Within that deterrent punishment, then he will give the example of the past. Have you no common sense? Don't you think of the past? That's why Allah has given us three chances. Whoever has these three chances, I always say he has no reason before God. Allah أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. Allah brought you out of the womb of your mother. He knew nothing. He gave you hearing. He gave you sight. And he gave you mind. So that you can attack Allah. The first to walk in the human being is the hearing. The hearing of a child starts even in the womb, 16 weeks. The time that the soul enters, the hearing is the whole body has been developed. So at the level of Mudga, as 16 weeks, all the organs of the body has been formed. It's now just going inside the womb. Then hearing starts. This hearing is what is peculiar to a child. Children are asked to hear. Listen to your father, listen to your father, listen to your father. But their sight is not yet developed until later on. If you bring a child here of 4 years, or a lady of 4 years, inside a stadium, and you say they should naked her, bath her, she will not say no. She will be jumping up. So his sight is not yet developed. This is his hearing that is very strong. Whatever he hears, he takes it. So most of the strength has gone to the brain, the part of the brain that is for hearing. That's why they memorize very fast. Then the seeing starts developing. Then by the time the seeing is developing, you are acquiring history, you are giving the brain. So your brain will not be sluggish to your eyes. But you can think later on, your mind will take over. Until you die, your mind is still dwelling. That's why Allah also broke worship into three. Allah Fiyama Wakudan Wala Jubi. Batama Corona, that is a man. When you are young, you are standing up always. When you are getting old, you sit down most of the time. When you are very old, you lie down. And that time, the heart is strongest in thinking. That's why Allah brings example. When you take this example of the world and you think back. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet of God, Inna ha'ula, this your people before you, have they not yet had this example? Have they not seen how I dealt with Fir'aun? Have they not seen how I saved people of Bani Israel? Those that follow you to be saved. Those that are against you, they will destroy you. But look at what they are saying. This is what they will tell you. In here, it is nothing. Illa wa ta'na kuri. We have been told this. Here are the jannati wa na'im. We knew that we were not living from sperm. We became human beings. That is all. This our life is just the end of life. After it, nothing. No matter what you share, we are not going to be resurrected. No. You are only brought to the world for a purpose. When you believe that purpose, you will die. And finally, you will be resurrected, and Allah will show you himself after coming to this world. May Allah make us to know what we have in this world. May Allah make us to be developing everything. There are some ulama, they said, if a day passes and they do not have any new advancement in their knowledge, then they live in useless life for that day. Some said no. After every salah, if I did not get any new message, I did not learn anything, then what is the salah? Some of them said no. Every moment, if I am not increasing in knowledge, then there's a problem. Then ask yourself, every moment you are taking in oxygen. That's why every moment you should be using it. You said like once is enough. Why don't you say the oxygen I inhale just now is enough? Don't you think? Don't be like the people of Makkah that were telling the Prophet. Inna ha'ula ila yaqulun in ya illa muhtatna ulay amara musharib. Just that one that has passed, that's or no, it's continuous. Allah grant us knowledge. Allah grant us prayer of Allah. Allah grant us fighting. This prayer of our Sheikh, I was sending to you today. I will finish it translating it. That we should be saying in the month of this Ramadan. The prayer is just asking Allah. Allah, ma'inni as'aluka bika wa bi khatimi nabiyyika wa bi khatimi awliyaika. is asking Allah because of the sin of the Prophet, because of the sin of the saintly servants of Allah, that Allah should assist us until I get Nabi Allah to be Shahad Ramadan. That this month of Ramadan, we should be able to live up to what is suited for us in this month to do. And that Allah should fill us with His love. And Allah should protect us from ourselves, from our shortcomings. And that Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram Ya Hanan Ya Manan, that He is the one that is ever living. He should come in and correct all our fears. Zahirha, Babatinha, Hakirha, Wajiriha. Whether it is a big part of our fear that is open, whether it is hidden, whether it's something that is very minor that we think is minor, whether it's something we think that is big, that Allah should bear with us. I'll send it to him and I want everybody to try every night beside it with your mind. Put into it that I want to emulate what Sheikh has said here, that I'm constantly with him. We are going to face Allah every moment and we are going to finally leave this world and go to meet him here. May Allah give us to live on our best day. Live going to Allah happy. Sharing some of us. Allah will give all of us. This Ramadan, may Allah accept for us what the Prophet wishes us to be, we will be. What our Sheikhs wish us to be, we will be. What we came here for, what our parents wish for us, we will be. Sharing most of us. May Allah give us wealth. What we eat, may Allah not deny us our food. What we shall wear, may Allah give it to us. The house we shall sleep in, may Allah give it to us. With peace and tranquility. What we shall ride, may Allah give us our mounts. What we should hold our worship, may Allah give it to us. May Allah bless us with the love of God. May He forgive our parents. May He forgive all those that were before us. May He lift this problem in this our country. He assist Muslims and all Muslims. He assist us against our enemies. Allah destroy our enemies. He destroy the enemies of Islam. All those that are trying to bring problems to Islam, Allah will keep them for us. Allah reward personal Islam. He reward the Sahabas. He grant us the knowledge of the Quran. He grant us the need to know the meaning of the Quran and He to revise all Islam.
Okay.